Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
What's going on? It is Monday. I think it's November 25th. The hip hop informer, that's who TM Hyman. Hey, welcome to the show. It's 9:01. I'm coming to you live out of Norfolk, VA tonight, a man on the moon. We're going to get the show started. On the other side, it's the crew. Up close and personal tonight with Angus Black. It's part two. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Just wonder what's gonna happen when it catches me. Will it leave me face down in a Chesapeake?
Hyman Radio Live. It is 9:05 in the city, coming to you live from the great city of Norfolk, VA. What's happening, everybody? 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Straight off the plane, Tidewater Drive, home sweet home. Happy to be here. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, holding us down on the board tonight, Madam CeeLo Boston. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time. How do you do? I'm glad to see that you made it home. Nothing much. Maintain it.
Oh, man, I'm glad to be here. Definitely glad to be here. Much love. Folks showing me the likes as I hit Norfolk International. What up, VA? All the way live from the DMV. Give it up. That dude, St. James. Brother, welcome to the show.
What's the word? What'd it be like?
Hey, chilling. Hey, it's a little cold. I left 7 degrees. It feel like 36, 32, 28 is dropping.
Yeah, it's big ass out here right now, bro. Hey, it ain't playing.
Straight up, all the way live from that itty-bitty place in Florida. She's warm. Give it up, hot chocolate. Welcome to the show, mama.
Yes, yes, people. I am warm. I'm warmer in more ways than one besides the weather. I got a little shot with me in the world.
Got a little
juice. Need some push-ups now. Do some push-ups
now. I'm saying
the
push-ups come next. I know it's push-ups and shots. It's a combination, so I got them both.
Be good money.
All right. Let's get it in. Hey, this dude was on our show last Wednesday, friend to the show. The conversation, I think, took a turn for the better at the end. And so we wanted to bring him back because he's clearly too real for radio, but never too real for this show. Give it up. We up close and personal tonight, part two. That dude, Angus Black. Welcome back to the show, brother.
Ew, what up, man? What's going on with
you? What up, man?
I like
you know,
that VA greeting.
Hot Taco down there. She down there at the KOD right now. King of Diamonds getting it in.
I am not. No. I mean, not literally, but I will be. But that's adult talk, Mike. You know.
I know.
Hour.
I don't think Nokio is on yet, but we got that Grammy Award winning producer Nokio from Drew Hill hanging out with us tonight as well, so he should be stopping past here. Who's going to critique some of that new music you got? You got a group that we are spotlighting some music tonight, right, Angus?
Yeah. I got a group out, and they out of Suffolk, Virginia. They called Breeze Park. My bad. Hold on. Yeah, they called Breeze Park. They just performed last night at Peabody's down the beach. Shaggy
Peabody.
Had them down there,
and they
range.
Big up Shaggy.
Yeah, and they range from 15 to ages of 15 to 18, so they still young. And there ain't really no hip hop young groups out here, and they got that 90s type of feel, that Far Side type of feel.
Mm.
Yeah, they are pretty dope. Right. I heard of them before. Because of my daughter, she was a Breeze Park representative with the hoodie on and everything. So yeah.
And how old are you?
Yo, Angus, I need you to school them too, because they don't know that they performed in some real history last night at Peabody. So they should know that.
And the boys was mad at me because by me putting them out there, I didn't even make it last night because I had a big, powerful black organization thing going down last night. But I heard they smashed it, and I'm pretty sure everybody going to like their music. Their ages range from 15 to 18 years old.
Well, let's do this. Let's drop something from the group, and then we're going to talk about that anything that's big and black I want to hear. Organization-wise, I want to hear about black folks coming together to do something big. Let's drop one of their joints. We'll come right back. We up close and personal with Angus Black. It's a 9:10. We'll be right back.
I see you. naturally when I feel really blue, I get out there some BB King, you know, and get down.
Drop a track, cause everything we spit is crack. City sitting on my back, but I'ma hold it, cause I'm the coldest, you know this. Ever since the past, never last. Who are you, cause I don't know. Faking and bragging about everything you don't even know. Yeah, I got the coldest heart, but nah, I ain't complaining. The other day, someone told me that I've been changing. I'm caring about a lot. It happens when you get hurt. I put my heart in my verse, so I talk about it in words. You talk behind my back, well, that's the shit that I heard. And I'm getting buckets like fucking I'm Larry Bird. Nah, my nigga, I'm joking, but anyways, I'm a problem. Lethal with every lyric that's written, I can't be missing. So I'm working on precision, my mission is in my vision. My mission is just to get it, no doctor put on the sickest. So I'm living in the moment, hoping it ain't my last. Time is my only problem, wish I could rewind it back. But I can't and it sucks. Life is more than money, but I need it just to live. So niggas steal it from me, but karma is such a are aligning, so welcome my constellation. Music's the conversation. No, we gotta wait, and so we murking all these verses that leave them all in amazement. Welcome to the pedigree of higher scale, where the fans get down to the sound like a fire drill. Artists steady plotting, trying to burn us like a lighter will. You never burn the coldest, cause we rolling like a tire still. Keep it simple to the fullest, never complicated. 2 years on this game, we done contemplated. I will reach the industry and go undominated. Mental state of Hitler, so you know the camp is concentrated. Continue making music that they loving. We do it for the fans, cause without them we are nothing. They said that we be nothing, so we turned it into something. We'll just let them watch this rise like some biscuits in the oven. BP, be the movement, cut your speakers on. Talking music so you know that what we speak upon. Illest with the words, plus we fire than the birds. That'll have them getting down. Go ahead and get your eagle on.
Yeah, what's that dude say, James? When I'm not doing push-ups and shots, I'm giving out free pap smears in the back in between sets on TM Hyman Radio Live. This is the station where you get it all in one stop. Get at us, TM Hyman Radio. We here to stay.
917-889-3926 is the number to dial in. Call in, weigh in, and give your views and opinions about this new music. It's 914 out here in the DMV somewhere, wherever I'm sitting at. Who knows, but that's not important. That was Breeze Park with Get Down, brought to us by our very special guest for the evening, Mr. Angus Black. You're not riding on your shoulders right here, brother. You're putting your name attached to this. It's pretty good music, though. I am going front. It does sound like 90s stuff. I wouldn't go as far as Far Side. I would say that sounds like a young Outkast.
I need to let you hear that Doing It joint. If you listen to the song Doing It, that'll give you – the 15-year-old named Tyus, he's the one that give you more of that Far Side feel. So if you ever get to check out a song called Doing It, you'll get more of that from that song.
I mean, besides solid work, though, for the age, they really kind of, you know, encapsulated a solid 90s sound, mid-90s, you know, Razzcast and the Alcoholics, you know what I'm saying, that whole sound.
Right,
they kind
right.
of embodied
right.
that kind of way. I give that to them. That's hard to duplicate.
Yeah,
you know?
One thing that I do, you know what I mean, I have an ear for music. You know, back in the day when I used to work for Hot 102.1, I was an intern, and my ear for music, I had called and said Wiz Khalifa was going to be that next dude in 2006. I said, yo, he going to be that dude. And then I say, Jeezy was going to be that dude way before he got big like that. I just got an ear for it. So with all the young music that's coming up now, You know, it's pretty much bang, bang, shoot 'em up. And, you know, my goddaughter was going with one of the boys from the group, and she was just like, yo, I'm telling you, Breeze Park, they already got a following, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, all right, I'll check them out. And, you know, I'm busy myself, so I was like, I know I ain't got time to manage nobody, but I heard them. It was like, wow, like, their music is mind-blowing. It's the type of music I like. They got substance to it for them to be so young. So, you know, that's what we aiming for right now.
Definitely.
No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get into some more Breeze Park then. Let's check out this joint called Take Off. How about that one?
Yeah, Take Off is the new single. We got a new video for it. You can go on YouTube. If you go to YouTube.com/TheBreezePark, you can see all of their videos. We got some cyphers out there. But, yeah, Take Off is the new single, a new video that just dropped.
Where did they shoot the video, Angus?
They pretty much do their own videos. Like, we even had a crazy video staff. They do everything on their own, you know what I mean? So they shot it in Suffolk, though.
Yeah. That's dope.
So,
keep the money on the team.
Yes, okay. So you heard it here first, Breeze Park Take Off. TM Hyman Radio Live, Monday
yep.
night.
Boom. Word up.
Yo. One of the hottest living. It's plenty cats that's working and aiming for my position. Funny thing to me is they call it my competition. So I write and turn opinions of humorous contradictions. I'ma get it. These critics anticipating the fall. See us at the bottom or never make it at all. We're reps into the future, my nigga, we make the call. If we get sent, I suggest you get bouncing just like some balls.
We ain't ready to fly, forget about time. Who went around in the Chevy, we run. Breaking a levee, we drinking up heavy. The Falcons are ready to make it a time. Creating perfection, we taking our time. Some people hating, we're making it fine. We spitting it different, we living through visions. You hating, just wait till the baby gets signed.
Invited to the life where there is music, art, and visuals. Kill the hypocritical, simple pinnacle, hip the flows. Feel there's more to getting hoes. Let's just get that freaking dough. Give you lyrics, hear it, feeling everything is physical. Action rapping, passion is to rap into the mic. Praying mantis playing in my head won't come off at all tonight. Heather skating, call up all my bros. Write a couple songs when I get home. The night is awfully beautiful, so guess there's nothing wrong with
home. Feeling like I'm floating, flying across the ocean. Lost in my train of thoughts, cause I never trained them all. Time is money, so I guess I gotta pay the cost. It's either now or never, so I never wave it off.
Your girl Toya, and you are tuned into TM Hyman Radio. Don't you dare move. Real talk, real people, real times. TM Hyman Radio.
No doubt. Real talk, real people, real time. We are that crew, that network. TM Hyman Radio. It is 9:20 p.m. here in Tampa Bay. It is 6:20 p.m. out there in sunny California, where supposedly it never rains, but we are joined here tonight by Angus Black, Up Close and Personal Part 2, the general himself. I am Hot Chocolate, Save James, your girl, Madam Boston. Nokia, the entity, will be joining us shortly, and that was Breeze Park Take Off.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you got something with them boys there.
I kind of like that joint too.
Yeah, we got a little something of this, a little fast, a little slow, you know what I mean? So definitely when y'all hear some more stuff, y'all going to grow to love them more and more, most definitely.
Oh, and we will hear some more stuff tonight.
Okay.
No doubt. Hey, Angus, I got to try to redeem myself, brother, because initially you talked about this big black event you had last night, and I'm repeating you talk about big and black, and I'm sounding a little crazy.
Yeah.
So tell us about the event. I paused myself. I'm like, that didn't
okay,
come out
okay,
right.
Yeah. Let me clear that on up.
Oh.
The event that I had last night. If anybody familiar with the Hidden Colors, have anybody seen Hidden Colors?
I can't even say that I have.
I'm not familiar. No, I'm not familiar.
Oh, man. Y'all sleeping right now. Like for all the black history that we don't know and stuff that you don't know about your ancestry, I'm telling you now, it's like mandatory. Every black person that's listening to this radio show right now, go out and get the Hidden Colors Part 1 and Part 2 documentary DVD with my man, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson. And, man, this documentary is so deep. Last night, right here live in Norfolk, Virginia, we had two days of workshops where we build with black parents, show them exactly what they're supposed to do. We put fathers in one room. We put mothers in one room. We show the fathers that even though that's your daughter, it's not right for the fathers to put their hands on their daughter. If your mother is in the house, allow the woman to discipline the woman, because mentally a man putting a hand on a child, even though that's his daughter, it kind of scars women mentally. As far as when they grow up and get older, when another man put their hand on them, it kind of messes them up psychologically where, you know, they feel it's normal for a man to hit a woman. So, you know, that's kind of
wow.
Stuff. I got a daughter. You know, I didn't know that. So, you know what I mean? We basically just trained people in the neighborhood, gang violence. We had a bunch of Moorish brothers. We had our Islam brothers. We had every religion up in there, and at the end of the day, it wasn't about religion. It was like we was race first, you know what I mean? So that's what people need to realize, you race first.
So Angus, tell us how that concept even came about. What sparked, I guess, the concept to even gather African-American men and women for such an event?
Because, man, if people don't notice, man, it's definitely World War Z. That's like some real junk in real life. Like, people watch movies to watch movies, but movies always sending you some signs. There's always some subliminal stuff in there, you know. And last night was basically a urgency to bring black people together to show them that if we don't hurry up and come together as one, then we're destined for doom right now. Like, it's like, I don't know if y'all seen it, but it was a group of young boys. It's on WorldStar. It's like the biggest talk right now with a group of young boys in a cypher, and they rapping about how good they all suck dick.
What?
Wow.
Yeah,
what?
If that don't scare you, if that don't scare you.
What?
That don't scare y'all.
Wow.
Oh,
I'm blown.
And the thing about it is that they won't even acting like regular gay kids. They was like straight gutter with it, like on some blood.
Nah, I'm not buying it.
And you gotta know that it's spreading like wildfire right now for us amongst our warrior children. The guys, you gotta understand, all the way in African history, none of the stuff that we doing today for is homosexuality, and I'm just not to say, you know, send shots at anybody that lived that life or anything. I still love my brothers and sisters regardless of what you do, but I have to put out there and let you know, as far as from our ancestry and from our African history, we don't get down like that. That's from Europe.
Not at all.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's basically to let people know, because a lot of the black families messing up because we be trying to be more of our kids' friends than
yeah,
be the parents.
Yeah, than their parents. Exactly.
Absolutely. Exactly. And so what we dealing with now is where technology has taken over. See, young boys today, they don't know how to treat women, because now that they have cell phones, it's easier to access porn and look at a whole bunch of fucking, but they don't know what love making is. You understand?
No, he's right. He's right.
That's right. That's right.
So you know that was the whole thing. You know what I mean? As far as you know, letting people know certain laws that's in effect right now that people might not know about. You know, Obama signed the martial law. People don't understand what martial law is. That's some real junk right now. For us confiscating guns. We also try to train people to let them know don't be blinded by all the propaganda that you see on TV. And that's meaning sounds and images. And
yeah.
Adolf Hitler was the king of this. Adolf Hitler said this a long time ago. He said, yo, if we make a lie, make it simple, keep repeating it over and over again, and eventually the people will believe it. And that's what people still do to this day to mm-hmm. mess up your mental mind. So we try to let people know and bring awareness of this stuff. And this is the kind of stuff, for real, like, you know, I'm putting my life on the line even talking about it, but it's that serious to the point that I fear no man. So I go ahead and put it out there. I lost my job at the radio because of the same stuff that I'm talking about now. But I was to see my people rise and show people how to become Christ consciousness instead of just sitting around here waiting on Christ to come back. And that's a whole nother story. We can get deep like that, too, if you want to. But the religious side is definitely tearing our people up. And, you know, Christians are putting themselves in the category. They can't mess with Muslims. Muslims don't, you know what I mean? And people don't understand if you go back and do the history and all of that type of stuff. We never was, that Christianity and all that stuff ain't come about until they took us over from Africa and enslaved us. People need to know that.
Amen. Amen. Right. Yeah. No, absolutely.
I was just gonna say that's how Christianity got into the slave community was because, you know, if a slave would claim Jesus Christ as his savior, then they would give him less years of servitude or what have you. And
people need to know if it's so easy to oppress the people. Like, first off, black people need to know that they're not the minority. Like, how is it so many of us, we dominate the whole world globally, but yet we feel that we're the minority and we've been oppressed by the minority, which the Europeans are actually considered the majority, and it's way more us than them. So people need to know that after a while, I kind of had to look back, and I went back in my time, and I was like, yo, our slaves and our great-great-grandmamas and our great-great-granddaddies and uncles and everybody, they was whipped, tortured, castrated, men forced to have sex with other men in front of their wives. And then I had to look today, why are we still oppressed and what's going on? And for us to be so religious and so spiritual, why haven't we been delivered? Like, through all the stuff that you read in the Bible, how come none of that stuff happened? A lot of black people have came down to the point now where they would sit here and just live life, and whatever's happening to them, they think, you know, we know Jesus went through it too, so I guess all of this is supposed to be happening to me. And then they're going to sit here and wait to die and wait for eternal life somewhere that they don't really know what's going on. And what it's doing is making the black community lazy. And now here it is, they convinced you that Jesus was already here, he died, and now he left. So now y'all sit here and wait on him when the whole time is that our young black men can become young black messiah. And that's what we're trying to show people. You can become Christ conscious.
Yeah, and you say Christ conscious, and it's extremely important when you say Christ conscious that we understand at the end of the day, listen, God is not going to do anything that he has blessed you with a clear mind and limbs to be able to do yourself. So at the end of the day, you know, you can have faith and belief all day, but the word says faith without work is dead, meaning you got to do something. You got to make it happen.
And a lot of people need to know also, it's something that kind of pissed me off, because I don't get it twisted. I came up in the church. I was born into the church, and now me and my father, my brother, we all have conflict within the household. And when I go around my family now, they looking at me like I'm the Antichrist now. And I was like, yo, you know, I came, y'all brought me into it and told me Jesus was my savior, and that's just what it is. But now that I went and did my research, and stuff don't sound right, I found a whole bunch of contradictions in the Bible and stuff that don't make sense. But now that I'm questioning, black people looking at me like, yo, what you doing, what you doing? But yet here it is, Eddie Long smashed a whole bunch of kids in the pew in the church, and he's still allowed to be a pastor. You know what I mean? Y'all still letting that ride? That's not right.
Hey, we gonna pause for the cause and come right back. This is not a spiritual conversation tonight. But I think when you talk about identity and you talk about self esteem and you talk about the lack of discipline in our communities, I don't think we can keep spirituality and religion out of the conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight with Angus Black. It is 9:29 where I am. We'll be right back.
This the jam right here. Everybody go and put your hands right here. This the jam right here. Everybody go and put your hands right here.
Yo, so go ahead, get them hot. Put your hands up in the direction of the sky. Tell me how you feeling, cause I'm feeling real fly. It's the park over it all, if they ever ask why.
Welcome to the class, we the magistrators. Homie, we the 10 minus 9, grab your calculator.
Go and get the calculator, middle finger to a hater. Y'all denominating while we rising like an escalator.
Rising like an escalator, park is getting hella paper. We'll just keep on rising like the trace of working elevator.
Forget about an elevator, venting like a ventilator. Rising like I'm levitating, everybody fascinated.
Gotta keep them fascinated, lyricism validated. Any instrumental given to us gets assassinated.
Yeah, it's assassinated, beat it up, no masturbation. Parents separated when younger, but I was motivated just to get away and focus on myself. I swear the world is in my hands like a book be on the shelf.
Book up on the shelf, not doing it for the wealth, cause we do it for the fans, not focused on just ourselves. Mike gripping at a glance, kicking Rob's up off the head, just to show him it's a jam like you're chilling in the bread. What I said, this a jam right here. Everybody go and put your hands right here. This a jam right here. Everybody go and put your hands right here.
Yo, so go ahead, get them hot. Put your hands up in the direction of the sky. Tell me how you feeling, cause I'm feeling real fly. It's the park over it all, if they ever ask why.
You are listening to the best addicts, providing you with quality entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
Up close and personal tonight with our special guest, the brother Angus Black. And before we took a break, he was talking about spirituality and his family experience, and the fact that he had to drill down on, you know, spirituality, religion, and he ultimately had questions that was that differed from his family's perspective on religion. I can say that I think I can relate to that to a certain degree. I was also raised in church. I think, you know, a few of us were raised in church on this program. And like anything, you know, when you grow up and you mature, you start seeing things different, understanding things different. You do have questions about religion. The Bible stories that you heard as a child, you process them differently as an adult. And I think as a mature Christian, if you don't ask questions, something's wrong. If you're walking around believing everything that someone feeds you across the pulpit, that's a problem. Because what we don't understand is ultimately that there is no one person that knows everything about the Bible. There is no one person that knows everything about Christ. And so in order to gather an understanding, you've got to ask questions and you've got to challenge perspective. Because most Christians really only absorb or believe what somebody else has told them.
Yeah,
it's
not that they
understand it for themselves. They're quoting what somebody has told them. They haven't really done a lot of studying.
Exactly. And can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. My bad. The first thing I want people to know also, and because I don't want to make this a religious talk like against Jesus or nothing like that. I don't want to go down that route. But
no, we're not against Jesus on this program.
Oh, no, of course not. But see, what people need to understand is, first off, the letter J wasn't even created until like the 1600s. So for all the people that predated Jesus,
yeah.
If you're telling me the only way I can get to heaven is through Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, and the Father, what about all the people that predated all that? How did they get to heaven? So you got to understand that the letter J wasn't even created. His original name was Yahshua.
Yahweh.
So,
Yeshua.
Yeshua
HaMashiach.
So why are we all praising as black people in a church speaking Jesus' name in the English language? What about Jesus in the African language, period? It's a shame that none of us as African indigenous people, we don't know none of the African languages, period. That's why African people look at us and look at us like as we are spoiled, because every other culture overseas, they know 2-3 languages. We the only ones that don't know shit. You know what I'm saying?
They talk about, you know, how it's different with the Westerners. The Westerners have it easy. And we can concur that, I mean, out here in the West is a little different. Discipline-wise, discipline. I think it comes back to discipline across the board. When you talk about the lack of self-image, you know, the lack of self-esteem, it all really comes down to discipline. We're pleasure people.
Yeah, and you know what? And I don't want to, like I said, I don't want to make a religion. The whole focal point is us as a black people right now. How we are? Why we so lost right now? Why the young people coming up so crazy? What is it that's causing us to act so crazy? So that's my whole focal point, which people need to understand. During the slavery times, it was not no light-skinned brothers around. The light-skinned brothers ain't come around until the slave master started having sex with us. And then once they start creating light-skinned babies, they start teaching the house Negroes to hate the dark-skinned Negroes and say they're going to hate on y'all. I'm telling them dudes out there they ain't going to like it. So the conflict always been between us ever since that time. So if you look at today, if you go into Walmart, this girl working on the cash register, None of the black chicks like the supervisor, but they'll go ahead and kiss ass to the master, to the person who owned the Walmart, the white person who owned the Walmart. Oh, here comes Miss Joanne, everybody kiss her ass, but then Miss Sophia, the supervisor, nobody rock with her. It's still designed the same way. They call it the indentured servant, slave that get paid to keep other slaves in line. So that's how it is today, man. You know, a lot of people, a lot of blacks, we are more racist than the average white person. We blame white people for everything, but it's us. We make over $1 trillion a year. Here it is, Christmas coming up. You think anybody can put any of that money to the side to put for their kids' tuition? Nah, we're going to spend over $1 billion and $1 trillion in toys and a bunch of bullshit, but yet we ain't got no tuition stored away, nothing for our family for later on. We ain't got nothing in the bank account, but yet you see these rich white folks, they riding around here in a regular Ford Explorer with $1 million in the bank. We got to get our shit together.
For real.
Yeah, I like your style, B.
I'm sorry, man. Go ahead, say.
No, that's all, man. I just wanted to keep going, brother. I like your style. I believe in, hey, dude, I read a lot of the same stuff that you probably done read, and I feel, you know, I share similar views with how you feeling, and, you know, history shown, you know, basically, history doesn't, now you can't say history doesn't lie, but if you do the research on certain situations, you know, the information is there. But like you said, it pains me. I was having a conversation with another young lady not too long ago along the same lines of what you're talking about, how we don't know our own history of the world. Like, not even talking, like you said, religious talk, about just how the mindset was shaped due to dividing and conquering. And the thing about it, when I was kind of like, you know, giving a little tidbit to chew on, she looked so disengaged about what I was talking about. And I asked, I said, do you even care about, you know, anything about why it's like the way it is? Why you're ready to, like you were saying, ready to spend so much money come Christmas time and everything? Do you even care what this was put in place for? Like, do you even know why y'all even give gifts and stuff like that?
Exactly.
She was like, she don't even care to know. And I said, you know what, then? Do your thing, ma. You know what I'm saying? I could lead her roast the water, but I can't force him to drink. So,
yeah, my thing was, you know, my whole entire school life, I went through elementary, middle, high school, and then as a grown man, I look back and say, man, how come I never heard of Marcus Garvey in school? You know what I mean? That's crazy. Like, so then you go back and do your research.
They weren't being smart about Marcus Garvey. That's why.
Say what now?
I said because the white children weren't being taught about Marcus Garvey. That's why. Because what you have to keep in mind is. It is. Because keep in mind when and we can fast forward to, like, when the first black child walked into a segregated school, they were learning what they were being institutionalized on their own. We wanted to join that because we wanted our children, we wanted more for them. We stepped into, we forced our way into that world. So we forced an institution, it wasn't supposed to institutionalize us. We were supposed to take the information and build on that. That's not what happened. That's what was about to happen. Hence why they flooded our communities with drugs, flooded our communities with diseases, flooded us with
everything that they thought would take us down and didn't. I digress.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
and
tell me how you really feel, son.
And, you know, and the thing is, I'm looking at it. You know, Marcus Garvey, I know they took him out of the history books. For one, he was a feared man by a lot of the Europeans. Like, this guy, Marcus Garvey, could go to any city, any state, and he could leave with $250,000 in his pocket in the same day. Like, this guy, Marcus Garvey, looked at white people, and anything that white people had, Marcus Garvey would look at us and say, okay, why we ain't got no ships? Why we ain't got our own army? Why we ain't rocking uniform? Why we ain't doing it? Instead of him talking, he went out there and made it happen. He started the first black line of ships for the cruise line, and see, it was white people who brought them down that sabotaged all the ships, but they needed another brother to bring them down, just like any black leader that we ever had. It was always another brother that brought us down.
And he set them up.
Hey, hold on, now before we get, that's going to be, hold on, that's a whole other topic. And so what we're going to do, before we even jump into that, I have to introduce an angel, Miss Toya, out of Delaware. Let's do this.
Let's go to a song. Come right back. We got Toya with Money Monday finance segment coming up next.
All righty then.
New York girl, them a mad over way. 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 My second bottle, hope I don't catch a homo. Grossing that net simultaneously, making me climb higher. Heinous crimes behind me, search but can't find me. Fuck sadness, had this been you having this lavish habitual happiness, that mean you wouldn't look back. What you would have sex on condominium roof deck. So anyone move next, I hit you with two texts. Rockin' Roberto Cavalli, no show, no convertible Mozzie, my Colombiana mommy riding beside me. Every tat means something, that's my word on my body. I have to lean something within my first shotty. My niggas is ignorant, put lead in your pigment. Just cause y'all was mad at all the years I was getting it. And 9-7 to 6, 9-8 to Bentley. Now it's a ghost phantom, and y'all can't stand them, but top pocket that snaps, where the gas at? Pass that, not you. You hold cracks in your ass crack. I never did that. My socks where my stash was at. Yo, I used to listen to that Red Alert and Rap Attack. I fell in love with all that poetry, I mastered that. Cut cool with Preem Team and Fat Cat Bazzad. Future not crystal clear yet, back a rat. Now I'm the one who rapping Queens, way beyond your wildest dreams. Bottles on bottles with sparklers surround my team. That long cash get the baddest bitches out they jeans. 20 years in this game, looking 17. I don't lean, no codeine, promethazine. I just blow green, pick which bitch to bless the king. Although he's on to another chapter. Heavy D gave his beat to Salon for me to rapture. Yeah, New York is like an island, a big biker's island, the cops be out wildin', all I hear is sirens, it's all about surviving, same old two-step, try to stay alive, but they be out robbing, I've been out rhyming, since born knowledge, like Prophet Muhammad said, the ink from a scholar, worth more than the blood of a martyr, so I'ma keep it on till I see $1 billion, keep your friends close and your enemies closer, love model choker, mommy pop it like she poster, eyes red shot like I'm never sober, big time smoker. Indonesia Doja, many means you can hold up before you end up with up from my soldier. Don shit, under fire I remain on some conscience. This for every ghetto in the hood. Now the Don, super cat the Don Dada, understood.
Welcome back. Welcome. Toya with Finance is coming out of Delaware, Miss Lady. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hello, Phil. Thank you. You know, you guys are talking about the things that we do not have in order in our lives and in our households. And one of the things I can say that we definitely do not have in order are our finances. So while you guys are out spending all your hard-earned money on expensive gifts that people will not use or don't appreciate or don't know why they're receiving, you also need to be thinking about how you're going to recoup after the holidays. Some people may have heard of Dave Ramsey. I know that a few people here on the show, including myself, TM, BD, have taken, if not one, more than one of Dave Ramsey's courses of financial peace and becoming debt-free. So one of the things, whether you believe in New Year's resolutions or you just want to make a positive change in your life, when the new year approaches, you may want to try working on getting out of debt in the new year. Dave Ramsey has very easy plans. They are simple, but they're not always so easy to follow for everyone because it does take actually giving up some of the things you may love. But there are a few things that you can do to start actually becoming debt-free. There are what he calls baby steps. The first one would be to actually set up an emergency fund. Your initial emergency fund should be starting at $500, but you want to ease up to $1,000. The emergency fund, of course, is going to be for those unexpected events in your life that you can't plan, whether it be a loss of the job, something that goes wrong with your car, any small thing or large thing that's out of your control. You're going to have some funds set away to help you get through that. Secondly, the second baby step would be pay off all your debt using what he calls the debt snowball. You want to start with your least amount of debt all the way to the largest amount of debt. You want to start paying the smallest balance up to the largest balance. Don't be so concerned about interest rates unless you have two similar debts that you need to pay off, but you want to start with the smallest debt and work your way up to paying the largest debt off. Once you do that, you then want to start increasing your emergency fund to actually 3 to 6 months of your expenses and savings. So that should include everything from your mortgage, your car insurance, and your expenses for your needs in your life, whether it be electricity, food, gas, and things of that sort. So you want to try to save up to at least 6 months just to have an emergency fund. Once you do that, your next step will be step four, start investing your money. You want to invest at least 15% of your household income. Now, once you've paid off your debt, the 15% should not be a lot to you because you're already used to living without certain funds or certain monies because you were paying that money to someone else initially. So you want to just continue to live like you didn't have that money and start putting away at least 15% of your household income into like Roth RIAs or pre-tax retirements. After you do that, step five would be college funding for your children. So by that point, you should have already started your investing, your income, before you start saving for college. And then you want to start saving for your funding for your children. From there, you want to start paying off your home early. You do not want to spend unnecessary money on as far as finance charges and things of that sort into a mortgage if you don't have to. Most people are used to getting a 30-year mortgage. It's better to get a 15-year mortgage if you can. But if you can't, any extra money that you can put into paying off your house early, you should do so. The more you can put into paying off your home early, of course, a whole lot more that you'll save on the interest and finance charges. And lastly, the last thing that you want to do, and it may not be the last thing you want to do, but once you're in a position that you can give more of your funds to help other people, that's one thing you definitely want to do is give to other people and build your wealth. Just remember that the more you give, the more you receive. That shouldn't be the reason that you give, but the more you give, the more that it will come back to you. So that should be your ultimate goal, to be able to get out of debt so that you can help other people when they're struggling in their lives. So, again, that's Dave Ramsey. He is an excellent financial advisor. You can log on to DaveRamsey.com for this information and any other type of information as far as debt is concerned and building your own personal wealth. You want to become debt-free and start earning more and saving more and doing more for other people in the year 2014. And the best way to start is with yourself.
Start with yourself. What? I am a student of Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey is the man. He definitely helped me to save. I'm going to say this. I ain't even going to lie. And say he helped me to save some money because I ain't saved a dime. But he has given me good perspective. He has given me good perspective.
Well, at least you know what you should be doing, at least. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It's not like I don't know what to do, though. I'm talking live out of Delaware tonight.
That is ridiculous. Yeah. And we will be right back. Y'all crazy.
Jose.
No.
Get.
Whoa.
Can't play no games with these. Since they so fake and they phony. Can't play no games with these. Since they treat me like I'm Tony. Can't play no game with these. No.
Whoa.
Can't play no game with these. Can't play no.
Walking through the club, only salute the real, real. Ain't no bottles on your table, but boy, go get your guala. Hoes on credit, so you can't pay her the mind.
No.
Whoever bought a house, he can't afford to run a mile. I want holy fills, I run the game, not just the style. Shout out to the biggest, tell her I be spinning. Counting all the paper, no games with these put niggas. Double M, we popping. Shopping, buying new clothes. Heard your shit keep flopping. And your crib got blown clothes.
Turning 8 o'clock out in California, where Derrick Rose just had his knee operated on the other side of his body. 917-889-3926 is the number to call. Say James right here. We here still with the team in its most of its totality. We have Madam CeeLo Boston, the man of the hour, Ms. T.M. Hyman, and our very special guest, Mr. Angus Black. Hot Chocolate will be joining us soon. And, you know, like, we were still talking about, we're still touching on this topic here about with Angus Black, about a self-identity situation that we have as a race, as a people, and how there's such a lack of concern for it. So, I mean, we want to still touch on that for a second before we keep on moving with the show. But, you know, where did you leave off at, brother, were you finished talking about the event that you had the other night? Or was there more to talk about?
As of right now, you know, something that we definitely trying to do is that we're trying to show people how to grow their own food, you know, because a lot of people out here eating a whole bunch of whatever. And just because we see organic on the label, we think, okay, this is healthy right here, but you don't know what they're doing to it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to show people that growing your own food is the most natural way to do it, what type of seeds you need to get, what seeds are fake, we're working on as far as an economic way of helping black people out as far as saving more money, definitely supporting black businesses. That's the number one problem amongst black people. We'll go spend money with the Koreans, the whites, everybody except our own people because we feel like our people always got the bootleg dump. So,
you know, they're trying to get over on us or something.
Exactly, and you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we got to support each other. People don't understand. If all black people, if somebody came out and said a racist remark, for example, Tommy Hilfiger, when we went through that whole incident, and he said, I ain't make my clothes for black people. But yet, we still went out there and bought Tommy Hilfiger. If every black person...
I know I didn't.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But if every black person was to stop supporting certain people, people would actually see the dent in their business. Like with Michael Jordan, I don't think people should be supporting Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan don't do nothing for the African community. I'm talking about this dude. You got to go YouTube Michael Jordan and Chameleonaire. Did y'all hear about that story?
No, what happened?
Vaguely. I heard it, but I don't know the details.
Chameleonaire was at a celebrity Michael Jordan function. And he bought a jersey from Michael Jordan, not directly from Michael Jordan, but in the auction. He bought a jersey for $7,000. So they go to an after party, and they see Michael Jordan at the after party. He kicking it with his friends. So Chameleonaire was like, oh, snap, this is Michael Jordan. You know, I'm a rapper. I'm in the game or whatever, but, you know, I'm a fool myself. If I don't tell nobody, I'm a groupie for Michael Jordan. So he went over there, approached Michael Jordan, and he said, yo, Michael Jordan, I just bought one of your jerseys in the auction, man, and I was, you know, it'll be an honor if I can get a picture with the jersey. And Michael Jordan turned around and looked at him and said, man, y'all niggas always begging for stuff. Like,
oh, yeah,
you
I did about that. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
About that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Michael Jordan said, if you got $7,000 for my jersey, then that means you got $20,000 to take a picture with me.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. I did hear
you know what? Yeah, if it was a white person, he wouldn't have said that. He would have threw his arm up and smiled.
But look at Michael Jordan now. Is he with his black wife? No, he's with another type of culture. Any of the NBA players, NFL players, any of our sports athletes or whatever, they're with somebody other than a black woman, and that's a problem.
But
you don't show me one.
Check it though.
Go ahead.
But check it though. We was talking about this the other week too. Mm-hmm. Remember this, C? We was talking about this the other week about how a lot of brothers are switching teams because of the way, I guess, our relationship with our own sisters has deteriorated over the years.
Let me just be devil's advocate here because we do have Caucasian listeners, right? So what about those Caucasian listeners that are saying love is colorblind?
Yeah.
And, you know, It's definitely nothing against white folks or saying, you know, love is love. But I ain't going to get that deep on you, but you got to understand in our African culture for what our ancestors went through, it's like walking on their graves and walking on them, period, just to go ahead and date outside of our race, period. They ain't got nothing to do with being racist. You not being racist. You sticking to your own kind. The white people stick to their own kind.
No doubt. Hey, look, yeah. Angus, you ain't know how to respond to that. I could have just went with the ignorant first response. They're lying.
I'm just saying, like, for anybody, for what happened to my great-great-great-grandmama and for the people who done it, I'm not saying all white people bad because they're not. But if you took, if you are white and you took the riches of slave masters that tortured our family, then yet you are cursed too for the same stuff. That's you have a bunch of stuff that our family and our ancestors worked on free will for, and now y'all sitting there lovely at a nice crib with a pool in the back, and our ancestors built all of that. So, you know, we ain't never get that, so of course I'm bitter. I'm not bitter against white people, but, you know, you got to understand what's going on.
Yeah, but doesn't that mean that we should take more advantage of the opportunities that we do have so that we can change things? Because a lot of people, and what's crazy is, Angus, is that a lot of people speak the same words you speak, right? But unlike you, do nothing about it. You know what I mean? Like, they don't show up to or attempt to have anything to get people together. They rather sit together and complain about things instead of speaking about them and then doing something about them or even attempting to. You know, I mean, it's too rampant in our
This is where the point I was going to kind of allude to, though, when I raised my initial question about, you know, the interracial relationships or whatever. I feel like, you know, it was part of the plan that was set up, you know,
in
the very beginning. It was part of a plan that was set up a long time ago in the very beginning. And, you know, like I said, whether the Will Lynch letter is fictitious or it's actual factuals, whatever, I believe that was actual factuals because however it was spelled out in that actual document is like almost verbatim to what has still been playing out to this day with our own.
Now,
so,
let me ask y'all this now. Back in the day, do you know brothers used to get killed, tortured for even looking at a white woman
looking
back
at him,
in the day?
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
it's no secret.
Yeah, but that was out of ego, though. I mean, like, and two, also using what tools they had available to them to, you know, get certain things to happen. Yeah.
Now, this showed me one rich white girl with one broke black guy. Show me one.
Yeah,
rich, give me one.
I don't have
anything. Give me one.
I can tell you about Tammy, who take care of the dudes who don't do nothing. Yeah, but I don't know anybody
because the white women that we got, that's the white women that white people let us have. Understand that.
Right. You know what? I know that's
wow.
Right. You know. Okay. Before I ain't even gonna let you get no further than that one. We about to get into some Nokia and Black Angel Down.
Hey, when we come back, we got Entertainment and National News coming live out of Charlotte. We'll be right back.
Oh, man. All righty, then.
Don't let it lose the white listeners.
There's no reason to fight it. Them hoes hating in silence. Said them hating hoes be quiet. Yeah, you messing with some lames. Got you tired and misguided. Hey, baby, you so fly. I'm asking, can I be your pilot? Yeah, you tired of dealing with lames. Playing all them little boy games. He thinking he the shit, but without you, girl, he just the same. Yeah, you looked at his jaw, and you thought he had been stabbed. Till his mind must call and said, well, you better bring my shit back. But anyway, forget that. I'm trying to see what your heart like. You fooling with DJ jokers, well, I can be your dark knight. Hey, don't expect that same shit. I go alright, I go alright. That mean I'm retired from that bullshit like Cartwright. I'm potent, I know this. I poke you with doses of potion. I know it's gonna be hard to focus. I go in, go in, take a break and then go again. She told me that she was wet, so I spread the water like Moses.
She ride all night and ride all day. I think about her as I lay. She got that good, Lord have mercy. Oh God, she ride, Lord, please help me. She got that holy ghost. Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord.
She got that holy ghost.
Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord. She got it. Soon as I get invited, I get so excited. She wetter than the seven seas, and she want my one-eyed pirate. I know lusting is a sin, but see, it's sort of ironic, cause I don't wanna go to hell, but I'm addicted to her fire. See, I roll up, show up, my problems turn to sober, and every time it go down, my third eye will go up. I go deep, she tell me that she about to throw up. I tag it, I beat up that dragon like show enough. I like it, I like it, these other hoes can't touch it. And I remember you when you was down before I busted. Ain't nothing else can change us, can't nothing else come change us. I never pitch ball, so I would never change it.
She ride all night and ride all day. I think about her as I lay. She got that good, Lord have mercy. Oh God, she ride, Lord, please tell me. She got that Holy Ghost. Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord. She got that Holy Ghost.
Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord.
She got that Holy Ghost.
Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord.
She got that Holy Ghost.
Good Lord, good Lord, good Lord, good Lord.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Monday, 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 Monday on TM Hyman Radio Live. I am Madam Boston coming out of Charlotte. I am going to take my entertainment and national news time to share some information with you beautiful people. First and foremost, I would like to share with you guys, my Hampton Roads people, there's a, check my Facebook page out, Madam Boston. There's a Carrie Thurman who has 20 server positions available for this Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., paying $10 an hour, and it'll be in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Black pants, white shirt, black vest, bow tie. Check out my my page, though. If you have any questions and you want to contact Ms. Thurman, the number is 757-490-0904. And also, there's my people out there, Big Shiz, what up, what up, my VA masses. He also had a post out there about who's willing to donate $1 to $10 to make sure that a family gets a hot meal for the Thanksgiving year. Now, if you know anybody who, you know, deserves or needs, rather, help, you know, getting Thanksgiving dinner, reach out to boycottradio365@gmail.com. And any box food or canned items can be dropped off as well. And that's also posted on my Facebook page. In entertainment, guys, K. Michelle is ripping up the East Coast with her tour. She's sexy. She seems to have her thing together. I haven't heard any bad critiques on her performance. K. Michelle, you got a lot of people behind you, baby. You know, I hope you keep rocking on it. And oh, hey guys, did you guys get to check out the AMAs last night?
Yeah.
Miley, baby. Yes. Okay, that was my girl. She did the thing on that right there. She really did that.
Yeah, madam, I want to also let you know Big Shiz is my next door neighbor too. So that's crazy.
Really? Look, first of all, Angus, I am Norfolk myself. I am naughty by Norfolk.
Okay.
I'm trying to tell you, but yeah, my man Shiz, he's doing big things. Love him. My man out there, Nitty, I know they're going to be doing something for the Thanksgiving people. But yeah, reach out to him, Angus. I know you're involved in, a lot of local, local opportunities out there, yeah. So, yeah, most definitely, we got to each one teach one, and we got to each one feed one, too. We can't just be letting it rock like that. But anyway, in my entertainment news, people, and I'll check y'all out on the next show, and that is it for me. Whatever you do, do it well.
Thank you very much, Madam CeeLo Boston, live out of Charlotte. Hey, I want to go up to Bronx, New York, and talk about this story out of the Bronx. Khalif Browder, I think his name is Browder, Khalif.
He's Browder or something
YouTube,
like that.
You can YouTube him and check it out for yourself. But young man, African-American man, on his way from a party in the Bronx about 3 years ago, was identified as a suspect of a robbery. No evidence. Nothing. The young man picked up, shipped off to Rikers Island, never charged for a crime, just released last week from Rikers Island prison, held for 3 years. He missed his high school prom, a lot of family engagements. I mean, 3 years of his life taken away and charged erroneously. I mean, what are your thoughts here? This is happening way too often. Not just to African-American people, but people, period. I mean, criminal justice or justice that's criminal. This seems outrageous, in my opinion. Angus, have you heard about this story?
Oh, no, I never heard of that, but, that still is a new form of slavery. You know, prison ain't nothing but a breeding camp, you know what I mean? And black people need to pay attention and see that the crimes and stuff that we doing, claiming blocks and all of that stuff, all of that is a money business. So, you know what I mean? Young guys out here, what am I about to say? I'm sorry, y'all. what a lot of young brothers out here need to know that is prison is big business. Like, for his AIDS, any of that stuff, prison is just a breeding ground for that. You got to see how much the government get paid off each individual inmate, which black people make a bigger percentage of the prison population, so don't get that twisted. A long time ago, I can't pick the exact year, but it was a young brother by the name of Steiny. You can YouTube it or you can Google it. He was 14 years old, the first black person at 14 years old to be executed by the justice system. And they wouldn't allow his family to see him. They didn't give them a reason what he did or anything, and they electrocuted a 14-year-old boy.
Didn't that happen, like, in Alabama or something like that?
Yeah, it was in one of the Midwest cities, I think his name was Steiny, a 14-year-old boy named Steiny.
Yeah, because they couldn't even prove, they didn't even have, I know what you're, I'm familiar with it, not very versed, but, yeah, because they didn't have, like, any evidence or anything against him. And that was it.
Yeah. And we went out here and we marched with Trayvon Martin, and that's what we do. Whatever's the biggest topic on TV, we'll feed off of that instead of looking and doing research on other people that's incarcerated for the same incident. There's so many young boys down in Florida right now that been shot by other people like Zimmerman for the same cases going on down in Florida. It's like 15 other cases just like Trayvon Martin. But we ain't marching for them.
We sounding real intelligent tonight. We sound like we know what we're talking about, right? So I just want to double back to a statement. CeeLo said Alabama. Angus said, yeah, one of them Midwest cities. Alabama is far from the Midwest. So I don't want to make sure we know our geography because we sound so
intelligent.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hey, let it ride. It was in a moment of passion. Come on now.
Hey, come on, man. Come on.
To the champion God flow. I guess that's a feeling only me and LeBron know. I'm living three dreams. Biggie Smalls, Dr. King, Rodney King. Cause we can't get along. No resolution till we drown. All these haters, rest in peace to Whitney Houston. Cars, money, girls and the clothes. Oh man, you sold your soul. Nah man, mad people was running. Oh man, made something for nothing. Picture working so hard and you can't cut through. That can mess up your whole life like an uncle that touched you. What has the world come to? I'm from the 312. Where cops don't come through and dreams don't come true. Like that a guy go in his mercy and lie. Go from working McDonald's, barely paying a condo. He even got enough to get his mama a condo. Then they ran up and shot him right in front of his mom. 40 killings in a week and 40 killings in a week. Man, the summer too high, you can feel it in the street. Welcome to Sunday service, if you hope to someday service. We got green in the eyes, just follow my experiment. Did Moses not part the water with the cane? Did strippers not make a art when I made a rain? Did Yeezy not get signed by Hov and Dame? And ran to Jacob and made the new Jesus chain? In Jesus' name, let the cry say, I'm on fire, ayy, that's the Richard Price say. And we'll annihilate anybody that violate. Ask any dope boy you know, they admire, yeah.
Shake
white cars full of red assholes. Chores, I'm about to take the trash out. MCs is whack, couldn't last the last drop. Walk in the spot, get your ass out. No titty boy, huff until they pass out. Then cash out. Hell, we've killer. Do you know how many tracks I done snatched out? Whoa, Kimo Sabe, she look like Taraji. Make me say, oh Lord, like it was Sunday. A house for rent with no credit check. In my mind, I'm thinking we done found another trap. Put the burglar bars up with the night vision. I got the NBA swag for the white chips. Oh, white furs, niggas his and hers. Had to leave the Hawks game and go sell a bird. That's that money ish, and I expect the turd. Word to the motherfucker that be selling serve. I'm about to slow this shit down and park it on the curb. And take the girl that I'm with and fuck up on a purse. Yeah, and now she got that money back. If she don't do what I like, I want my money back. Insomniac rap, she can't sleep on. I take her out to dinner so I can get my E on. We on, doing this in street tone. Going down hills like I got me up the skis on. Icy, Freon, flying and hitching on niggas like a pigeon.
Significant others, and you know, may have been committed relationships,
or are in one right now, living with them in the same quarters or however they have you, do you feel that it's necessary, or do you even feel that it should be known where each other's stash is? And I say, when I say stash, for those that may not be privy to the term, I mean just like, you know, your getaway cash or like some, you know, rainy day cash, brown paper bag cash, under the mattress cash, any way you want to slice it. Should be hip to it? Because here's my rule. Here's my rule I have. If something goes down to where I'm going to need that money or, you know, you may need it or whatever the case may be, once I tell you where it is, I got to move it.
Yeah.
And I expect you to do the same thing. If I got to go get it for whatever reason, once you tell me where yours is, I'm expecting it to be somewhere else. Not to say that I can't be trusted with it around, but just at a make you sleep easier at night, I would assume. That's all. It's, you know, nothing to worry about. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, how do y'all feel? And don't base your answer off of emotion of past experiences and generalizing the whole situation. I'm just saying from an objective point of view. I don't want no emotion-filled response. Okay.
My question off the rip is it a stash if somebody really knows where it is? Is it really a stash?
There you go.
Well, my answer would be there should be two stashes. There should be one that, you know, maybe your significant other knows about in the case of emergency, but then there should be another stash that only you know about for, you know, that backup. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm
thinking you don't even know what my stash is for the emergency. I'll go to my stash when there's an emergency, and I'll give you what we need for the emergency. But my stash is just that, a stash for me.
I remember Eddie Murphy saying that James Brown took his money and buried it in the woods. He said, don't ever put your money in the bank.
Right. Well, you got to also keep in mind what time frame James Brown was coming from as well, because wasn't he alive for the Depression? Remember when the bank shut down? Black people had why a lot of black people do not trust banks, because their money got locked up in those banks.
Yeah, well, that's what's happening now. What if the bank, like the government, we had the government shut down? We can easily have a bank shut down and all our money stuck in BB&T and Wells Fargo and Wachovia, I could get locked up too.
Look, hold on. You talking about government? How about electricity? If the electricity goes out,
but that's some real junk. Like you got to pay attention to the little stuff that come on TV. Like you have any of y'all watch Revolution?
But the network.
Nah, Revolution is a miniseries that come on where the power go out for 15 years, and they show how we go back to the modern days, like using swords.
Oh, or National Geographic.
This is a real series. The guy from Breaking Bad, everybody is in this game. It's a real miniseries that come on TV. It's good. It's on Netflix, too.
Oh, okay. No, they have something like that on National Geographic, too, though. Yeah, Doomsday Preppers. That's what it is.
Yeah, and see, you see all the new bills and stuff coming out, and it's only a matter of time before they do away with cash, because there's so much money that been laundered and dirty money out there. They got to reset and do everything over. So once they do away with cash, that's why martial law is in play, because now if they do away with cash, that's going to cut the whole underworld off for anybody who make money on the side. So that's why I try to tell people, and we try to show black people in the neighborhood why it's so important to try to get your credit score up. Credit is everything. Cash ain't worth nothing.
That's a new game.
Right. How this country, again, was started really was off of credit. You know, I mean, like, yeah, that's how
we got five restaurants right now in Virginia Beach that don't even take cash.
Where they only take the car?
They only take credit.
Right. Well, that makes sense, though, because that also lessens you from being robbed.
Now, well, think about how many black people in the neighborhood and all these urban communities got credit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, credit population control.
But hence why, too, like the Rush card and like all these other prepaid cards that are being, that are popping up, that's another form of a bank, another form of institution that they're going to be regulating people off of. They're going to move to mostly cards. But they go, now you have to, a lot of places, they don't even like to give you your pay stub. I haven't got received a pay stub in a long time, but I do know that, you know, a lot of companies are going paperless. They don't want to give people their, you know, actual documentation of nothing. You know, and it's like, pretty much you get into a world where there's nothing changing
hands. Let's first understand that dollar bills and cash money is nothing but Federal Reserve notes. They notes to replace gold. It's like an IOU. Like, here you go, here go $20, but just know you got $20 in gold stored away somewhere. This ain't really no money. This is just an IOU.
Right.
So should that we know where each other's stash is?
I'm just saying if they do away with cash one day and you got a stash, that stash ain't going to mean nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, I say no,
say my answer is not a.
Yeah,
I still think why cash is still good today. You still need a stash, though. Of course, I know people that got old food stamps from a long time ago before the card came out. They still got them.
Right.
Yeah, I've always heard the term that cash is king. I mean, is that still a valid phrase? Is that still, you know, a valid claim? Cash is king.
I think who you know goes further than money.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Of course, you still want money, but who you know, of course, a lot of people look at me and say, Angus Black, he been on this, he doing this, I open up for this person, but I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I ain't never had no dough like that to the point I can go ball out. It's always been based off who I know. See, the way my mind thinks is if I go to the club and I see y'all standing outside and y'all be like, look, Black, don't worry about it. We're going to get everybody in. I know the head security guard here. See, you thinking you know the head security when I know the owner. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's about who you know.
And, yeah, okay.
Right.
And that right.
Often we hear it's about who you know, right? And so I definitely agree, but I will go a step further and say at the end of the day, it is about who you know, but it's really about who knows you, because you can know somebody and they not know you.
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
True.
True enough. I'll go for that. I don't know. Hot chocolate.
Yes, ma'am.
Join us. What's your take on it? Okay, so the first question is, Do you think that spouses, partners, or whatever, do you think they should know, like, where your stash is and vice versa?
Hold on a second. Let's take a break, come right back, and we'll get your response right after this. It's 10:39. Team Hama Radio Live. We'll be right back.
That'll work.
You are listening to the best edit, providing you with quality entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
Woo! All they talk about is dollars.
Damn!
You ain't talking to the man, holla. Two doors in the air. And if you're celebrating, put your cups in the air.
Let me see your hands up one time. Let me see your hands up one time.
Your girl is my biggest fan, windmill. Lil' Trunchy in this, from my skateboard. I jack a queen, I don't play cards.
Let me see your hands up
like a gun on your face. Give me her combination, I'ma put my tongue in her safe. And if the time is wasted, I'ma clean it up like a maid. Make your woman ill safe, Weezy F is the grave. They're sweating me like they've been in the desert for days. They say the best kept secret is kept in the grave. New coupe is a dog, no roof on it. Diamonds sparkle in my mouth, Bluetooth, homie. Yeah, to say the least, Twisted Beat is a beast. And my homies got that work, they're leashing them keys. Hands up in the air, like we don't care. In that truck, bitch, that's all we wear.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holla. Two doors in the air, and if you celebrating, put
got little bunny rabbits in my backyard. So fuck a funny style fraud trying to act hard. You my son, no daddy, you a bastard. Plus you got mad miles on your verge card. Now I can't work with none of them. They talk slick, then wonder why I be sunning them. I said, I'm a mogul, yes, I am global. I don't do burns, but yes, I am noble. Every interview, yes, I am their focal point. But I don't give a boink. Ain't going nowhere like horses in the stable. Bitch, I'm in the mansion, forcing Clayton Gable. Now with my bad bitch, we're pretty Jane. Put that ass and let them change.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holla. Two dogs in the air. And if you're celebrating, put your cups in the air.
Let me see your hands up one time. Let me see ya, let me see your hands up one time. Let me see ya, let me see your hands up, hands up, hands up. Let me see your hands up, hands up, hands up.
Chatted like a Navajo, she looking half Cherokee. Rolled down on her when I used to have a Cherokee. Now it's Bugatti, haters keep getting body. Talking can't breathe, hoodlums all in your lobby. I can tell by your shoes that your ponytail new. Tell how you move, I see a summer jam too. Tell by the jewels, I'm a 100 grand dude. Really a lot more, I'm talking Channel 4 News. Like how they better duck, bulletproof in the truck. Crossing the prize circle, these ran out of luck. Riding in the road till you know it's that done. New crib looking like Kim.com. All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holla. Two dogs in the air. And if you celebrating, put your cups in the air.
About it whenever, whatever. I'm smoking on strong, this is that steroid era. Got my leather on, looking like Thunderdome. I got your girl at home, she got that Thunderdome. Let me see you touch the clouds, we can shut it down. From the dirty south, muzzle on my mouth. Roof. I'm a dog, I admit it. I pick your girl up like it's a calisthenic wall. If she throw it at me, I'ma catch. Let me see you patch your weave if you wreck. I see you do your thing when you're dancing. Now let me see you do your thing on the mattress.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holla. Two dogs in the air. And if you're celebrating, put your cups in the air.
Let me see your hands up one time. Let me see ya, let me see your hands up one time. Let me see ya, let me see your hands up, hands up, hands up. Let me see your hands up, hands up, hands up.
All they talk about is dollars.
Damn.
You ain't talking to man, holla. Two dogs in the air. And if you're celebrating, put your cups in the air.
Yeah. It's like, I don't even know how to describe you. One in a million or something. Gonna do your thing as long as you work it out. so easy place. Money giving a disclaimer. So my pleasure is a once to play. I felt so deep in love to accommodate my needs. So I'ma trust you with my body and my mind. And anytime I am unsure, I'm sure you'll clarify. What you do with your head, how you use them, got me losing my breath when you move them. And the house isn't just an illusion, but I would have the magic.
T.M. Hyman Radio Network, that crew, the general himself, Save James, Madam Boston, myself, Hot Chocolate, and our special guest up close and personal with Angus Black. It is 10:47 p.m. here in Tampa, and it is my turn to weigh in on the question. So, do I think that the significant other should have access to the stash? That's
or
know that's
where
it's question.
At. Know where
it's at. Not necessarily, yeah. Not necessarily
where
access. Just know where it is, yeah. Just know the location.
Okay. Now, I did not catch if how serious the significant other is. If it is serious, then I'm going to say yes, because if there's an emergency situation where one or the other is not able to, you know, speak to where it is, what needs to be done with it, then yes. I do agree. If it's, you know, early new in the relationship and, you know, you're not quite sure, then no. But if you're serious, if, you know, engaged, married, cohabitating for a number of years, you know, the only one, yes, you do need to know where the stash is just in case.
I don't know.
Like that? Like
well,
crickets?
Yeah. If I would have had crickets, I would have played crickets because that was crickets.
Nah.
Wow. They don't agree. Yeah, by no means.
Yeah, not really.
So if something goes wrong, you get knocked, you get locked up for whatever reason, she's not supposed to.
When I get my phone call, I'll tell you where to go to get it. No, when I have my phone call,
no.
I might tell you.
Come
I might
on,
do it then.
Come on.
I mean, I'm going to get you all find out where it is.
But what if you don't get your phone call?
I'm going to get my
right.
phone call.
Would you be like that boy who got locked up, couldn't see his family or nothing? Then what?
They knew
right.
where he was. They knew where he was.
What
yeah,
if,
but they didn't know where
if it's
was.
Medically, what if it's a medically emergency, a medical emergency like that, like you're in a coma or something like that? Like, she's
we're
not going to know where
it is. Money going to get me out of a coma?
Know to hit nobody.
No, money is not going to get
me
out of
coma.
A coma, but money is going to help her be able to take care of your child if she has your child. Money's going to be able to help her take care of the hospital bill if you don't have no insurance.
Yeah, I mean, well, I got both of those. So.
Well,
I guess it comes down to trust. It comes down to trust. If you just trust this person anyway.
It does.
It's not a thing about trust. I don't think it's a thing about trust for me. I don't know. I don't know. I just feel a certain way. The right hand don't need the left is doing all the time. You know?
Then have two stashes then. Have a stash for that type of
and,
line,
and
have a stash for
yeah.
something.
Where
is
he getting all this money that has two stashes at?
You
hey,
can
hey,
split
hey,
the stash
hey.
That you got in
you
half.
Often have, listen, okay, how this how it goes, right? If you get $100, right, you should take $20, put $10 in your stash, and then $10
there
in your
go.
Stash stash.
There you go.
And then the rest of it, you pay bills, eat with whatever you got to do. And, I mean, I just use $100 as hypothetical, but, you know, hey, some people only have $100, but that's what you should do. And so you can always have a stash and a stash.
I guess you're right, because I got a college stash for my kids, and then I got a weed stash, you know what I mean?
Yeah, see?
That's what
you're prioritizing that. Now you're prioritizing.
And I bet you got a
I bet you got a, I bet you got a, I got Knox stash too. Well, yeah, you gotta come on, wifey know where the, you know where the 811 stash is at for real. I know she does.
Oh, you did not say
her stash is bigger than mine.
Oh. And she got an 811 stash for you that you don't know about.
For those of you who have no idea what 811 is, 811 is that beautiful building.
Later on.
Yes, 811 is that beautiful building sitting in the middle of Norfolk.
I don't know how beautiful it is.
You know 811 is now an official correctional facility now, right? They expanded it.
I saw the last time I was here, I saw them building something down there monstrous.
Yeah, extra room, extra prisons, which, you know, I ain't going to keep trying to go back on the whole African thing, but based on the IQ of our kids that's growing up in school and based on how many dropouts, that's how they determine how many more prisons to build for the future, just to throw that out there.
Wow.
Right, mm-hmm. That's horrible. That's part of the statistics. You know, it shouldn't even be something that's a reality. You know what I mean? Not for our children anyway.
Yeah, but we there though.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's crazy. Well, look, we got 7 minutes left in the show. Yo, if y'all just joining, y'all missed a lot. Go back. Check out the podcast, which, again, is available 24 hours, but also it's available 20 minutes after we get off air. Angus
okay.
Black, thank you for rocking with us.
Thanks for having me.
You can always come back. You know,
no doubt, bro. No doubt.
Have you ever.
How can we follow you, man? How can folks follow you who want to stay in the loop with you and know where you're going to be and how you're doing it out there in VA?
Definitely go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/AngusBlack. That's Angus with a Z at the end. Instagram @AngusBlack. Twitter @AngusBlack. And you pretty much can find everything up there. I keep everybody posted on my shows coming up, videos, a lot of African events that we got coming up. Shout out to my brother Dante that's on the line right now. He throw a lot of events. Shout out to Dr. Umar Johnson, which that's a person if y'all want to interview, you know what I mean, I can call him, see what's good, but I don't know if y'all trying to go that deep, but it's well needed.
Hey.
But, yeah.
Can we get one more Breeze Park joint?
You know, shout out to them also doing their thing, man. So y'all definitely follow my boys. youtube.com/BreezeProc. And also one more thing, I got a crazy business if anybody interested. I do a lot of multi-level marketing companies and I work from the crib, but Wake Up Now is definitely the new move right now. It's easy to make money. I'll show y'all how to do it. angus.wakeupnow.com.
Well, we are definitely going to be waking up. I got Cold Hearts, Casio, Soul. Those are the only three
okay.
I haven't played yet.
Cold Heart, Soul, and Casio?
Which one you want? Pick your poison.
Okay, let's go with that Casio.
Okay. Well, you heard it here first, and then we'll come back and tell y'all goodbye. But here's Breeze Park and Casio. Again, you heard it here first. TM Hyman Radio Live.
And I know.
Look at you talking to Shannon.
What time
across the world with the whole team and girls that love to ride. I'm stuck tonight with gorgeous organisms. Stuck that we can't source the image. When it's man, the healthy man, the dance.
Get ready for a revolution. Time is coming, lyrics be prophesied. To have the nation watching the character of a clock with eyes. Know we coming, ain't no running, we got them traumatized. The time is there with no interference and that's the bottom line.
More time is
run it. We set it out in public. I'm flowing like hammerheads in the ocean of barbers with the sharpest clippers slicing through off the rivers. I'm quartered in the shiver in the middle of the winter. Got the type of lyrics that give goosebumps to listeners. I ain't tripping if I wasn't being paradise. Rolling like a paradise, hoping I land on something nice. And if I didn't, I'm ending like sequels in a movie. Or like a cell phone signal, then you would have to lose me. Never cruising, I'm speeding up in the Lamborghini. Well, not really, but if I was, then you wouldn't see me. I'm probably speeding and the cops will never catch me like they ran it with two. Left feet, all you gotta do, respect me. Never protect me, I'm Superman with no kryptonite. Even in the darkest shade, my future steady looking bright. And I'm never looking right, cause I know what I got left. Spitting fire like grain of rubber on tires and hot breath. Hot tip.
What's going on, man?
Maybe I need to focus, cause I never really like to. Then again, I got it.
CMI Radio Live. Yo, that was a good part, yo. I only cut it short, y'all. I'm going to bring it back in before we get out of here, but we only got 2 minutes left in the show. Again, Angus Black, thank you for rocking with us. Team, take us home for the holiday.
Yo, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Check us back Wednesday, 9 p.m., same place, same time. Angus, appreciate you, bro.
All right, thank you, man.
Yes.
Hey. Yo, oh yeah, my fault. My bad. Yeah, I'm kind of caught up in his ass whooping that the Redskins are taking. Yeah, Angus Black, good looking off his sitting in with us again, man. I got your information. I'm gonna be hollering at you. And I wanna know just real quick, you Norfolk people, man. Are y'all like Redskins fans? Are y'all like
Carolina
Panthers fans? I mean, do y'all have a team?
Oh,
you
wow.
already know who my team is. Stop playing.
I'm a Redskins.
We won yesterday, so.
Are you a punk ass Cowboy fan?
I'm a punk ass Cowboy fan, and we're in first place. Yeah, right. Say that.
God,
right.
You one of them.
Anywho, we are that team. No, the Cowboys are in first place.
God.
We're in front of the Eagles, and with that, we are that team that crewed that network, TM Private Radio. He is the general. Whatever, he is the general. I am Hot Topic. He is bitter ass Babe James, whose Redskins are losing right now. She is Madam Boss and Dee Dee, Toya, and Nokia the entity. We will see you on Wednesday to continue to wish you a happy Thanksgiving and start the long holiday off. Good night. See y'all on Wednesday.
Hot garbage. That's what they are. They are hot garbage for hot
chocolate. Hot garbage in first place. In first place in
garbage.
Our division. In the Redskins are losing.
Oh, me, nothing. The broke clock is right 2 hours away, man.
If your season is going to be over, it's the game.
Over your mental plus the instruments, we killing it. The cats is lacking arms and said they feeling it. We killing with rhythms and smooth flows with syllables original. No mayonnaise dummy, we whipping miracles, dazzling the masses through various vintage visuals. Reflect the culture daily and putting it in the center view. This is the jam right here. Everybody go and put your hands right here.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio.